Ja.
Well, looks as though he's used it about 100 times over. Josiah Amberley, Esquire, the Haven, Lewisham. Late of... Prince practically rubbed off. Late of...
Redfall and Amberley.
Why do I know that name?
You've seen it on paint boxes, Bridfall and Amberley, manufacturers of artistic materials.
Yes, of course. And that was Amberley. Not exactly colourful.
Perhaps not, but successful, nonetheless. I made some notes. Yes, here.
Thank you. Retired in 1896, married in 1897.
Rather late in life. Perhaps you could compare experiences.
Holmes, that isn't funny.
We do have one thing in common.
What?
An eye for a good-looking woman. And this is Mrs. Amberley.
Yes, indeed. She must be 20 years younger than him.
Almost exactly. Haven't lost your touch, I see.
Can we stick to the case, please?
By all means. So, he has a new wife, money, leisure. But within 2 years, he's become as miserable a creature as crawls under the sun.
So what happened?
Amberley has one hobby in life, chess. Well, not far from him lives another chess player, a young doctor.
How young?
Late 30s.
Huh?
There's more. Dr. Ray Ernest had a standing invitation to play chess in the evening at the Amberleys. My luckless client actually described him as my only friend.
Now this friend and Amberley's wife.
Gone off together, destination unknown.
Well, they were hardly likely to leave a forwarding address, were they?
Taking with them the old man's life savings.
Then it's a criminal matter.
A commonplace one.
So you refused the case?
No, actually, I accepted it.
Any particular reason?
When is the proprietorial Mrs. Watson expecting you? For lunch? Or a month later?
Mrs. Watson isn't actually expecting me at all.
Dear fellow, not some domestic unpleasantness.
Jean is staying with her sister, nursing her through a fever. I'm sorry to disappoint you.
You do the exact opposite. I'm fully occupied with the case of the two Coptic patriarchs.
You're making that up.
Certainly not. It comes to a head today.
And what are you going to do about the Amberley case?
The question is, what are you going to do about it?
Excuse me.
Damn.
Excuse me.
Yes?
I'm looking for the Haven.
Are you indeed?
Do you know which house it is?
Over there. Broken gate.
Thank you. You're very welcome. I think the house would interest you, Holmes.
Oh?
Yes. At first glance, it's like a little island of culture and comfort, hidden away in the middle of those monotonous suburban streets.
Cut out the poetry, Watson.
It's an old house surrounded by a high brick wall.
Good. You said at first glance.
Well, the garden was all running to seed, and the house wasn't much better. Not a man for wasting money on frivolity is your client.
Yes? What do you want?
Good afternoon, Mr. Amberley. Dr. John Watson. We met this morning in Mr. Holmes's rooms.
Mr. Holmes sent you?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I knew he wouldn't come himself.
I'm afraid he's extremely busy.
Attending on people as famous as himself, no doubt. And as wealthy.
I assure you that a client's finances make no difference.
Just as well, since I've lost everything I ever owned.
Mr. Holmes is far more interested in a client's case than his bank balance.
Art for art's sake, is it? Study of human nature?
Exactly.
Well, then, he might well have found something here to interest him. The black ingratitude of it. When did I ever refuse one of her requests? Was ever a woman so pampered? And that man, he might have been my own son. Why don't you come in?
Thank you.
It's a dreadful world, Dr. Watson. A dreadful world.
That was the burden of his song for an hour or more.
Give me your impression of his appearance.
Well, when I saw him this morning, I thought he was wasting away. I was wrong. His shoulders and chest are massive, like a giant.
Good.
But his body tapers almost to nothing. Possibly a childhood illness. The legs are spindled.
And the shoes are interesting. Left one wrinkled, right smooth.
Really? I didn't notice that. What does it mean?
An artificial leg.
Then I should have noticed it, shouldn't I? Rather more in my line of business.